This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
January 11th on the radio continues in podcast form and on all kinds of vehicles and devices everywhere. This is the DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and yours, yours truly routine. Just me. I'm me, and I'm Doug, and I'm happy to be here. You know, one of the most important things, the feedback that we get from you, thank you. The comfort level that people find listening to us, I will tell you as a personal experience, there are very few things in life I look forward more to, and I find that with listeners, interestingly enough, and I sometimes say, okay, get a life, but the time we spend together in our discussions and our camaraderie and our affection for one another is infectious. Affection is infectious no matter how it is. Here it's very obvious, but if you are in your own life able to experience that affection that people have with one another, it is infectious. People can feel it, and it's cool. So having said that, ladies, what do we have trending that ought to be on top of mind?
Jeff Bezos is rich.
That's trending.
I don't know if that's breaking news, but apparently he belongs on the all-time rich list. 10 days into 2018, Jeff Bezos, who, if you don't know, is the founder of Amazon and definitely a critic of the president, has seen his personal wealth soar by $6 billion. He's got a lot of money. That's right. Mm-hmm. He's on the all-time richest people list. He had a huge year with Amazon. The business at Amazon went up now, and now he's worth $106 billion, which is enough, by the way, to cover Britain's budget deficit twice and still have change.
Is he the wealthiest person on the planet?
He's
now
the richest man on the planet. Wow. That's,
and that's
right,
all because Amazon did so well at Christmas time.
Yeah.
That's where the stock increase
huge
value comes from. Yeah.
So that's one trending story. That's the good news, I guess, especially if you're related to Jeff Bezos. But the bad news is another sex scandal has popped up. We heard about Michael Douglas and James Franco being accused yesterday. Well, now, maybe this isn't so much a Me Too scandal, but the Missouri Governor Greitens has now come out and acknowledged his affair and said he's denied allegations that he was blackmailed because of it, but he did acknowledge he was unfaithful in his marriage, and he said that he did not blackmail the woman he had an extramarital affair with to stay quiet. He's a Republican governor. His wife released a statement on Wednesday night, came out on St. Louis television stations everywhere, that said he had a sexual relationship with his former hairdresser in 2015.
Oh, sweet.
And she's standing by her man?
That's yet to be seen.
The wife or the hairdresser?
Yeah, the station reported that the woman's ex-husband alleged that Greitens photographed her nude and threatened to publicize the images if she spoke up about the affair. So this is interesting. Mm.
Was it the wife's hairdresser, too, or was she the both?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. Not sure. But his hair never looked better during 2015.
No? All right, Victoria, what do you have?
Well, Medicaid is currently trending. This is sort of breaking news. According to lots of news sources, the Trump administration has cleared the path for states to require employment in exchange for Medicaid. And so the interesting thing about this is they have allowed for if you are a full-time caregiver of an ill relative or family member or parent, then that actually counts as your job.
I do too, Jen.
I love this. This is something that I am 100% behind. There are, if you are of working age, if you are able-bodied, these are going to be, the states are going to, I guess, come up with their own guidelines as to what will qualify you for Medicaid as opposed, you know, if you are working, volunteering counts. If you're in a training program, it counts. If you go back to school, that also counts. So I think this is A+, and I hope that this doesn't get too politicized, because I think
it's a
great
thing. May I ask a question about this with regard to, you must have employment. Does this lead us into having the employer be the pay, the person responsible or the entity responsible for paying in?
I think it just requires that you're not going to sit around and take assistance all the time, because it seems like you can be employed as like an intern or at a college or taking care of someone. That's all really good stuff, especially for caretakers, because they're really a forgotten group, and there are so many of them in this country, because they're not employed. They're just but they are working
they're
24
doing.
Hours a day, seven
they're
days
doing.
A week. Yeah. So anything that can benefit that group of people, that's a tough lot in life. So good for them.
All right. What else, Victoria?
And today is Alexander Hamilton's birthday, and of course that is trending on Twitter ever since the musical Hamilton has put him back in the spotlight in a major way. And one other hashtag, it is National Milk Day.
Yay! If you are lactose intolerant, drink raw milk. That's the way to fix the problem. Go find raw milk someplace. If you can find a place where the government hasn't screwed up that, or bad farmers, isn't so much bad farmers. It's taking the idea of what we all drank as a kid, maybe, well, depending on how old you are, but certainly before pasteurization, and the reason for pasteurization were poor conditions for the cows, and so under that circumstance. If you go back through the history of why people had cows, most everybody 100 years ago had their own cow, and they got their own milk. Same with chickens. They had chickens in their backyard, and they had a cow, and that's, you know, and they had a garden. That's how they existed. They grew their own food, basically. And so under the circumstances, they would just literally drink the milk as it came out of the cow. And they would squirt the milk out of the teats, and then it would get chilled or not. Maybe they'd drink it warm, because warm milk is actually better for you than chilled milk. And
Do you have to refrigerate raw milk?
Well, you have to refrigerate if you want to keep it. If you want to, if you consume it upon its being milked, if you get it right when it comes out of the cow, that's when it has its best. Well, I mean, think about it this way. When you're young and you get breastfed by your mother, the milk comes out of her breast into your body, and it has the best, most effective time for it to be used is when it comes out. Now, a lot of women who are working especially, they breast pump the milk out so that it can be used by others during the course of the day if they're not able to take care of their children themselves.
Because I learned something. I feel like such a ding-dong for not knowing it. But, again, growing up as a city girl, even though my family had a farm, I didn't realize that when you have chickens and they lay eggs, that you can actually leave them unrefrigerated, because there's a natural membrane on the egg that protects it from rotting. It's when you wash the egg and you take that membrane off that you actually
off
have to refrigerate
shell.
Them. Right.
Yes.
So
the
I was
yeah.
wondering if raw milk was kind of similar. It's amazing how nature sort of takes care of you. Nature takes care of the problem.
It well, that's you, yeah, that's why in Europe they don't refrigerate eggs. And I hadn't been to, when we just got back from Ireland, and so I hadn't been there in about 3 years, and I forgot that all the eggs just sit on the counter. So I had that first American reaction of, oh, that's right, they don't refrigerate eggs.
Well,
here. Like I had that moment.
This just brings us more into focus of how distant we have become from our food sources and food knowledge and the things that keep us healthy. We just aren't aware of a lot of these things. Using raw milk as an example, how much better it is for you to compare. Just look at, if you can find a place that you can buy raw milk, look at the nutrition label on the raw milk, and then look at the nutrition label on something that you buy in the store. There's nothing
there's so much sugar added,
to this
right?
stuff. Well, there's a lot of things that are added, and most of the things that are good for you are taken out because they get microwaved or lasered in these huge tanks. When pasteurization was first introduced, it was a tank and a flame that was applied to it to cook the bacteria out, the bad bacteria, and that's all it was supposed to do. Now we do all of this stuff because the government has once again gotten in to mess things up. All the health experts that aren't really health experts, and most of them have their head up their butt, and especially when it comes to milk and raw milk, there are farmers who are milking cows, 5, 6, 7, 8,000 of them a day. That milk is not going to be quality, it's just quantity, and it's sent to the processing plant, and at the processing plant they kill all of the stuff that is a result of the bad conditions at these huge farms. But the local farmer who really, and I learned this, I've been milking cows all my life, but I really learned to be a much better farmer doing this, the raw milk routine, because I wanted to sell raw milk and it was so popular. I've said this before, we were selling 100 gallons of raw milk a day at $11 and $12 a gallon because people wanted it. And we really couldn't keep up with the need or the supply or the desire of people to have this milk, because it is so much. Most people who are locavores, most people who understand what they're drinking, know this is much better. You'll be much healthier and happier drinking this kind of milk, especially your youngsters will be. But the government and advocates in the big health schools just have, they're just so, I don't like using the term stupid, backward, misinformed, whatever it is, because there are two kinds of raw milk. The raw milk that comes from these huge dairies, it goes to be processed, and then the farmer who wants to sell his or her own milk, they do it in a way that it is, you clean up your act, basically, that's what I did, and you'll have a good, healthy product to sell to people, which was what we grew up on. The raw milk is not, it isn't produced, or it wasn't meant to be processed. It was meant to be taken, as most other foods are, in its natural form. That's where it has the most benefit. And we've gotten so far astray from that philosophy or that understanding.
It's sad. Amazing. You know, my dad grew up in Ireland in a very rural area, and they had their cow and the chickens, and they had their one cow, and they didn't have any money, so they had one cow that sustained them, and they never got sick. They didn't have, there's no cancer in the family. There's, when you look at all the things that, when you just stick closer to nature, and we are so far away from that in America, and having spent 11 days in Ireland getting so back to nature in a very easy way, I ate my weight in brown bread, and I cannot tolerate bread over here. And Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's our resident physician, said, you know, when you go to Ireland, he said, I guarantee you're not going to have any issues when you eat the bread. And he was 100% right.
So it's
and
here
it's just,
where we
it's
put
the
all
the
of
wheat
the
is
processing.
Processed.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
There's the glyphosate that's not it's banned in Europe, but it's sprayed everywhere. It's the chemical in Roundup that's on all of our wheat products. That a lot of times people are allergic to the glyphosate, not that.
Yeah, that's
the
what
actual
you're allergic
wheat.
To more than anything else.
And then that's the problem tough. That people have with an egg intolerance in America. So many people are allergic to eggs, but really it's the wheat and the grain that the chickens are eating. It's not necessarily the eggs themselves.
Yeah.
And so we've just gotten so far removed from anything that's natural, and it's really depressing, honestly.
It is
when you're in another when
it's
you're
so
in
easy
another
to
culture
be healthy.
Yeah, and when you're in, like, you know, we had 11 days of just eating every single thing that we wanted, and eggs that weren't refrigerated, and butter that was full cream butter that was amazing, and it's just it's really depressing to come back.
You
to
can buy
the
raw milk
in
dispensaries,
food.
Like we get Coca-Cola here. You can get raw milk in dispensaries in Europe. All over the place. All right, let's get our TB report done here before we run
this
out
is
of
a
time.
Good one tonight.
All right, Jen, what do we have?
Truth and Lies, the Tonya Harding story. I'm going to be tuned in for this. 2-hour special features an emotional interview with figure skater Tonya Harding. She talks about how her childhood and her past all led up to this attack against her former skating partner, Nancy Kerrigan. That's at ABC on ABC at 9 p.m. Also tonight, Inside the Actors Studio welcomes author and producer Ted Danson, who recounts his childhood growing up in Arizona, as along with his early career and, of course, his role as Sam Malone on Cheers. That's at 8 p.m. on Bravo. Young Sheldon is new tonight on CBS at 8:30. There's a new Chicago Fire on NBC at 10. And if you want a little something juicy, maybe some fashion, ladies, Making a Model with Yolanda Hadid.
Oh.
This is, the title star coaches 6 aspiring team models to succeed on and off the catwalk. The participants will go through the journey with their mothers, and they're put into this 8-week training program designed to build a sustainable brand. In the end, Hadid will select one winner to remain under her guidance. Also, a new episode of The Four, that's in its second week on Fox at 8 p.m. And the 23rd Annual Critics' Choice Awards tonight on the CW at 8.
Any of you who can download a product, you'll want to watch The Good Fight. It was an outgrowth of The Good Wife, and I, for the life of me, I don't understand why CBS doesn't put it on. I watched a couple of episodes in the plane coming back last night. That's a great show. So it's called The Good Fight, Christine Baranski. 21 after the hour here on the DJV show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
For our weekly Throwback Thursday segment, which is a feature where we dig back into week in history, musically, top five songs from this week in 1983 now will be the focus, starting with the last song Marvin Gaye had that was in the top 10, and it is a very popular song for all kinds of reasons. It sounds good, feels good, good to dance to. Sexual Healing, number five this week in 1983. Good week for music, by the way. Good week for pop music. I have always enjoyed Marvin Gaye.
That voice. Oh,
yeah.
No one ever had a voice that sounded like him.
Happy. It's a happy voice. And he always sang that sort of this kind of song. That, just you got up and you felt good. You moved to it. All right, so that's number five, Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing. Number four.
This is a fun song.
These guys are a class act. They're characters, man. Men at Work. And they go down under with number four. Just the way they blended. And the way the instrumentation worked with their... It just worked. All their stuff just plain worked. So down under... go ahead, listen to a little more of this guy. All these guys like that. Speak of my way. That's for sure.
Okay. I love that line so much, though. So random.
All right, number three this week, Don Henley from the Eagles. This is his first song, I think, on his own, wasn't it? Dirty Laundry?
I don't know if it was his first, but it was definitely a big hit for him.
Yeah. Of all of the five songs, I would say this is my least favorite. I think that the rest of them all I hold sort of almost in equal esteem. Number two, for example, a collaboration which was very interesting at the time because it was just as Michael Jackson had bought out the Beatles catalog and McCartney didn't know it yet.
So, really? Wow.
Yeah. No, they were friends when they recorded this. The Girl Is Mine, Michael Jackson, Paul McCartney, number two this week, 1983. Sounded great to you.
I don't understand the way you think, saying that she's yours, not mine. Sending roses and your silly dreams, really just a waste of time, because she's mine.
McCartney still holds a grudge. He will not sing this song by himself in concert. You'll never hear him perform
this song. He did another song with Michael Jackson,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
I'm trying to remember the name of it.
They were great friends. And as a matter of fact, McCartney said, what a great, you know, if you're looking for investment, buy music catalogs, because the music is always going to be valuable. So Michael Jackson took him up on it. When the Beatles music became available from Sony Music, he bought it before McCartney and the rest of them going to get a chance to buy it.
Wow. I think the other one is Say, Say, Say.
Yes, that's it. Yep, you're right. Yep. Okay, number one for this week in 83, Daryl Hall, John Oates. Great combo. 4 weeks at number one. This is Man Eater.
I've had this nickname a few times.
Yeah, I bet you have. That doesn't shock me at all. I seem to be attracted to this type myself. Whatever the reason.
Hey, right, 2018, so we're going to change that.
Yes, we are. Man Eater, number one. Girl Is Mine, number two. Dirty Laundry, three. Down Under, four. Sexual Healing, five. That's the top five songs this week in 83 on the DJV Show.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
In today's automotive news, the winner of North American Utility Vehicle of the Year will be picked on January 15th. The finalists include the Volvo XC60, which has all the elements it needs to win, but has stiff competition from the Alfa Romeo Stelvio. The Stelvio might just have the edge, thanks to its dynamic style and driving characteristics. The final vehicle is somewhat of an outsider, the Honda Odyssey minivan. Although critics like its amenities, it's unlikely to win. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge, welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Noro Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Noro Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel. To not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Noro Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Noro Coffee is enhanced with all natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in two human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Noro Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Risk-free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Before after the hour now on the DJV Experience, Victoria and Kara here. I'm Doug Steffen. It's Thursday, the 11th of January. Do you know that one in six Americans now owns a voice-activated smart speaker? Jennifer gave me one of those for Christmas, and it was fascinating to put it together and make it work. Actually, I had to have one of her assistants over at the studio.
Which one do you have, the Echo Dot?
Yes.
Yeah, the Amazon. Yeah, that's yeah. She gave me one of those too. It's great.
Yeah, yeah, they are. They're really cool. So when you think about the number of people that are using this, you can get to a radio station by using this thing. You know, turn me. You can just say, "I want to hear Alexa. I want to hear WNIX," and get onto WNIX. Alexa, I want to hear WMEL, And so you can find it. Very cool. How the technology is changing. Back to the mundane side of life conversation about people here. Jennifer mentioned James Franco and Michael Douglas a few minutes ago. For those of you who have not heard the stories about Franco, for example, who now is coming out, if you will, broken his silence about the allegations made against him of sexual misconduct. Ali Sheedy called him out after he won a Golden Globe for the comedy, saying, "Why is James Franco allowed in?" She wrote, this was a tweet that actually got deleted. Why? Mm. Why did
she deleted it,
right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. She didn't go into detail about it.
Right.
Other women have accused, though, Franco of the same sort of thing. Franco said, quote, "First of all, I have no idea what I did to Ali Sheedy. I directed her in a play off Broadway. I had nothing but a great time with her. Total respect for her. I have no idea why she's upset." She took the tweet down. "I can't speak for her. I don't know." And then the others, he said, "I heard that there were accounts on Twitter not accurate. I completely support people coming out, being able to have a voice because they didn't have a voice for so long. So I don't want to shut them down. It's a good thing, and I support it. The way I live my life, I can't live it. If there's restitution to be made, I will make it. So if I've done something wrong, I'll fix it." So do you not know? I mean, some people, I guess, are just not conscious. Or maybe the bar has been so limited. And maybe, in part, it's been vague or blurred. And then now it's getting so specific. I think it's difficult. But it still doesn't excuse that problem. Michael Douglas apparently has the same sort of problem, accused by one of his former employees.
His is a different case, though, I think. I actually I think in the Michael Douglas case, I believe him because he preemptively came out and made a statement. So he didn't wait for the story to break. When they tipped him off and said, "Oh, hey, there's a story that's brewing," he said, "Well, I'll go on the record right now." And he told his wife, Catherine Zeta-Jones, and his children. And he said everyone was obviously really upset because they think of their dad as someone who's an honorable guy who treats women with respect. And he considers himself to be that way. And he said some of the claims from this woman was fired by him, and she worked on his development team. And so he said that she may have overheard some private conversations, because she claimed that, I guess, some of the things that she claims, that he used suggestive language in front of her, not directed at her, but in front of her, that he masturbated in front of her, and then blackballed her from the industry after he fired her. He says this is a complete lie, fabrication, no truth whatsoever, and he said that he apologized if he did use language, but insisted that none of it was directed at her. And he said, as far as blackballing her, that's completely untrue. He said she was a lady who was involved in development of my company, and we just didn't have a good development record in the time that she was there, so I moved on. I had to fire her. And he said if people called me from the industry to ask about her for a reference, I would have been honest, but I never blackballed her. So this kind of seems like this might be a woman who's taking advantage of the situation.
Movement. There are those,
yes,
and we've acknowledged that before, Victoria.
It's unfortunate.
Number of people who would come forward and try to make somebody a smear campaign aimed at somebody. I mean, come on, get real. Who among us doesn't use? I blush sometimes at some of the language that you guys use. And I may use some language that's a little salty from time to time. I'm not sexually assaulting you or any of that kind of stuff.
Right.
And you're not sexually assaulting me. It just is the way it is. You don't like it, you know, grow up or leave.
But this woman sounds like, A, she wasn't very good at her job, which is essentially what Michael Douglas is saying.
Right.
So maybe she never did get another job in the industry.
You know,
maybe she never worked in that high profile of a way, and now it seems like, ooh, this is a way for me to get back in and say I wasn't fired because I wasn't good. I was fired, and then he blackballed me. So
I'm in the process of going through, you know, I've been on both sides of this as an employer and also looking for people and getting advice from those people I respect. And there's a company that I've done business with. I called the guy yesterday who runs the company to ask him about somebody that worked for him, and he didn't want to put his response in an email.
Mm.
He said, "If you got a question, call me." And I know I've had circumstances where people come back to me and ask me for a reference, and I won't give it to them. And all you do under that circumstance, "This person worked for you?" "Yes." "That's it. Nothing else." Because you get sued more often than not, if you say something, even if it's truthful, if you say something that's negative about somebody, they'll come back and take a shot at you. And it kind of screwed up the hiring system, frankly, I think, in many ways. But yet it's a reality. You got to deal with it.
Yeah.
Speaking of the kinds of things that people are doing to get jobs, let's look at this on the bright side. Let's go to the bright side of the road and have a focus on ZipRecruiter and talk among ourselves about how different it is. And it's good for both sides, good for the employer and good for the potential employee, because companies are hiring, obviously. They're going to do the best they can at finding good people that will continue to make the company profitable, distinguished, whatever the words are that you want to use to describe your company. But if you're proud of your company, whether it's a small one and it belongs to you, medium size, and you have lots of hats, and one of them is to find new employees, or maybe it's a big company, like there are so many of these companies that are using ZipRecruiter now, really amazing. Aveda, Chevrolet, Starbucks, PetSmart, Macy's use ZipRecruiter to find their employees. And you can use the ZipRecruiter method yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com. Matter of fact, use the code DJV, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, and use it free the first time so you'll see how other people in all size businesses and industries have been using ZipRecruiter to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. Yep, you post the job, and in one click it goes to all these job boards, and people who are on the boards posting their qualifications will get matched with you. You don't have to do the work. ZipRecruiter does the work. 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate in one day. It's so easy to use. ZipRecruiter and its dashboard manages your hiring process for you. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire, and the smartest thing for you to do is to use it free the first time. Right now, listeners to this program who are looking for good help, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com, all one word, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
When you have your own restaurant, you have to get your hands dirty. Literally. Like right now, I'm unclogging my grease trap. I also print my own menus every day, so I rely on Staples for great deals on ink. I mean, I can't afford to run out, like my last three busboys.
Right now at Staples, buy one HP ink and get the second 30% off, so you can afford to stock up because you can't afford to run out.
Oh, good. My sous chef just quit.
Visit Staples today and keep your ink stocked and your business moving. Ends 1/13/18. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Disclaimer, you will not be transported to the top of the world. In the unlikely event you find yourself in the Arctic Circle, seek shelter from the elements immediately to avoid frostbite and or hypothermia. Geico will not be responsible if you find yourself in a cave or crevasse with a lonely, abominable snowman, who in all likelihood will force you to play games including but not limited to Go Fish, Charades, Chinese Checkers, or his personal favorite, Red Rover, send Yeti on over. Geico is not liable for any damages, either physical or emotional.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
45 after the hour now. I like you, and it's nice to have you on board here. Going through a number of other people in the news. This guy's a character, and people use other words to describe him. Benjamin Netanyahu, known as Benji. Isn't that how he's Benny? I've forgotten how you refer to him. But anyway, he's the Prime Minister of Israel. And there's a recording of his son that's floating around, bringing up corruption allegations against him. That is the father. I'm not sure how the son plays into this. But Netanyahu's already being investigated a couple of different things. One revolves around his expensive gifts that were given to him by others, trying to... well, there's a different standard in every country. I will put it to you that way. I've been in Israel five times now. I interviewed Netanyahu. I would tell you, he went to school at, I think, Columbia or Princeton. He's like a new... for me, he comes across as being a tough guy from Jersey. That's how... that was my first impression of him when I walked into his office and shook his hand. He comes... He's a strong guy, physically. And I think he's a bully, probably. Or at least he wants to make sure that everybody does things his way. So he's got these, you know, he's corrupt, according to some who don't like him. He's gotten gifts from people. Has that influenced how he's voted or run the country? And then he tries to bully people when it comes to the news media. And who doesn't do that? They all, politicians, that's what they do. So somewhat weakened politically, he's very, I wouldn't give up on this guy. I think he's not one that you mess with, and he can take care of himself. But I do think it's interesting that those sorts of things float back here. Politics in Israel very much like politics here in America. But even though their system is modeled after the English, the European system, still the sort of politics they engage in, tough. It is tough stuff. You got to be tough. Meghan Markle, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Has deleted her Instagram account, her Facebook account, and her Twitter account. Why? Is it obvious?
Well, I guess she will not be conversing with the public anymore unless it's through Kensington Palace official or Clarence House or wherever, you know, whoever controls Prince Harry.
Was she taking heat? Or, you know how things are in social media, or she just doesn't think that this is appropriate anymore, given what she...
I don't know if she really has that much of a choice in the matter.
Yeah.
I mean, no one else in the royal family, even though they're fairly young and people their age have social media, none of them have their own social media accounts. So I'm assuming it's just kind of a, once you become a member of the royal family, you no longer have control over that. I guess they just want to have control over everything that goes out about the family.
That makes sense.
Which makes sense. You know, they don't want her posting any random pictures that they might get flack for, but it's also, I don't know. She's pretty popular with, like, pop culture, and I think that people want to know what's going on in her life. So now they'll just have to get a very refined version of it.
Yeah, and the fact that she's American, she was an up-and-coming actress and had a pretty decent following on social media, and she was very active. She had a blog that people loved. It was a lifestyle blog, and she was always posting selfies and the normal things that people put on social media. So when it became public that she and Harry were dating, that seems to be when she kind of stopped the social media stuff. So now that it's official, they met on a blind date through a mutual friend, but they won't say who the mutual friend is. They wanted to protect the person. Yeah.
All right.
Man, where are my friends that are setting that are also friends with princes that can, you know, set me up on a blind date?
Right.
Like, geez.
Story of a flight attendant who was arrested yesterday after she tried to smuggle $500,000 out of the country. Her name is Devshi Kosherian. She concealed the cash, wrapping it in aluminum foil, and hid it underneath her cosmetic case.
What
25
kind of
years
bills
ago.
Was
$100 bills stacked in wads?
Wow.
Yeah, that seems a little conspicuous.
Right, but how'd they find it? Apparently, she wrapped it in tinfoil so that it would evade the X-ray scanner. But I would think that metal in a bag would attract attention.
Right.
We want to know what's, you know, what are you hiding? So they found out it was $500,000. Good luck to you, lady. 10 minutes before the hour.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Theme from Star Wars. This is Movie Moments on the DJV Experience. So we have Chuck Curry here. He's plying us, of course. Sometimes he's playing us. The movie theme from Star Wars, one of the best representations of many things John Williams has done. So what's the latest on him, Chucker?
I read yesterday that the 85-year-old legendary composer John Williams will score Star Wars Episode 9, which I think is really cool news.
So what happens when he decides he doesn't want to? He's probably going to do this until he's not around anymore. But what do they do? That's an interesting conundrum
for all of them. They'll get somebody else to do a variation of the theme. Other composers have taken over for other composers before and just done variations of the same type of music. But, we spoke about this off-air. It's amazing how certain people at a certain age still can do amazing creative things. And this guy is the greatest, and it's good to see him do it.
Yeah, it is. It's just another example of how people who are creative, who have something to give, ought not to stop working just because there's a certain age thing. Age is such a BS thing anyway. Just keep going and contributing and doing, and that's what he's doing.
I agree 100%.
Yep. All right, so Chucker, we have some movie news to discuss right after these words.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
All right, Chucker, let's get into the movie news department. You have been monitoring the future of movies, getting into the movies, by trying to figure out what this movie pass thing is all about. All right, so we had Chucker's taking a hunt.
Uh-oh. Well, MoviePass, just to kind of fill in the blank there for Chucker for a second, MoviePass is like it's a subscription that allows you, I forget what the price is, but it's a reasonable amount, and it allows you to watch unlimited amount of number of movies in movie theaters. So this would be something perfect for you, Doug, since you do like 2 and 3 every weekend.
I do if there's good ones around. A couple of good ones coming out this weekend. All right, so Chucker, what else did you get to add to that?
No, I just want to expand on that. It's $9.95 a month. A lot of people in the industry questioning what the model is here. I've read a lot of articles. I don't totally understand it. It's a great deal for the consumer. 1.5 million subscribers now. 500,000 people bought a movie pass in the last 30 days. And like Victoria said, I could, with that pass for $9.95, I could go to a movie theater for 30 straight days in a month and see a movie. So if you equate a $9 ticket times 30, that's $270 in value they're giving me for $9.95. The only angle I could see, and what some people speculate, is they're going to take their incomplete list of subscribers and then go to studios and then sell, have the studios pay them advertising money to promote certain films. Maybe that's an angle that might work, but I know about breakage because I was in the timeshare business. This model is insane, in my opinion, but it is a great deal. It is legitimate for people who like to go to the movies extensively, more than a few times a month. MoviePass actually is a good opportunity. So
I thought all the money from the selling of tickets went to the producers, and the theaters themselves made the money on selling popcorn.
Well, here's the deal. Let's say you go to the movies, right? I think you need an app on your phone, but that money immediately gets transferred right into the movie theater's bank account. So it's just totally legitimate. But you're right. When you go to the movies and pay a $9 ticket, basically 50% goes to the theater, 50% goes back to the studio. That's the way the model works.
All right, good information.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.